Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday the 25th of March at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking live to OpenAI, the company which owns ChatGPT. And we'll be looking at an Irish AI company with big jobs announcements today and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Conor Gallagher in the Irish Times reports that two government departments are to review findings of an Irish Times investigation that highlighted links between the Irish-made Illumina and dozens of Russian weapons manufacturers. It follows a commitment in the Dáil from Micheál Martin to examine the matter and a commitment by the Belgian government to close the loophole that allows Illumina produced in Ireland to be exported to Russia. The investigation, carried out in cooperation with the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project and other European outlets, found that the Og Inish alumina plant in County Limerick was shipping vast amounts of alumina to smelters in Russia, where it is used to make aluminium. The aluminium is then sold to a trading company, ASK, that supplies dozens of Russian arms manufacturers. Reuters reports that energy shortages could hit Europe by next month, the Shell CEO Vale Sawan has said, adding that securing adequate energy supply was critical to national security. Countries cannot have national security without energy security, Sawan said, adding that Shell was trying to work with governments to help them address the energy crisis, including with storage and purchasing. The Middle East conflict, now in its fourth week, has already affected supplies of jet fuel, with diesel set to be next, followed by gasoline as summer driving season gets underway in the Northern Hemisphere, Sawan said. The war has damaged major energy facilities and nearly halted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, which handles around 20% of global oil. South Asia was first to get that brunt. That's moved to Southeast Asia, Northeast Asia, and then more so into Europe as we get into April, he said, speaking at a conference. The FT reports that Volkswagen is in talks with Israel's Rafael Advanced Defense Systems over a deal that would switch production at one of the German group's factories from cars to missile defense. The two companies plan to convert the Osnabrück plant to make components for the Israeli state-owned group Iron Dome air defense system, according to people familiar with the plan. The tie-up would be the highest profile example yet of the German car industry, where profits have plunged amid rising Chinese competition and stuttering transition to EVs, seeking partnerships with the booming defense sector.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.